about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. So briefly, at the end of last hour's show, we were discussing scorpion stings, and I hope I didn't say bite, because you know, I guess scorpions could bite, but usually people get stung by a scorpion. And I grew up in the Southwest, so we always had scorpions running around the house. And, you know, I remember I wasn't wearing my glasses one day, and I was unpacking a box. We moved a lot. And so when I was unpacking a box, there was this little brown thing, a little cute brown thing, maybe the size of a half dollar. And I reached for it, and it moved, and it turned out to be a baby scorpion. Thank God it didn't sting me, you know, because the smaller they are, the more poisonous. And so, you know, I guess they are finding that there are more and more scorpion-related injuries. Apparently, the medical director at the Arizona Poison and Drug Control Center say they have received about 2,500 scorpion-related calls a year. Now, this year, we're, what, June 5th? They have already received 2,100 calls. 15% of victims who actually get stung by a scorpion do have to be hospitalized. I mean, you could still die from this stuff. Now, what are the symptoms? Well, you will get pain, but you'll also get muscle twitching. Sometimes you'll lose, you know, control of some movements with your head. Kind of you jerk a lot. You could drool. You could sweat. You could have, and you'll see that even more with kids. Remember, kids are smaller body mass. So sometimes they won't be able to tell you what's going on. You know, and we were taught if your kid looks like he's almost seizing or something, you know, number one, call 911, but also, you know, look around for a scorpion. Many babies, you know, they'll obviously be restless, uncontrollable crying. It may not be colic, you know. And a scorpion sting is harder to see than a spider bite. Adults, of course, you'd see rapid breathing, weakness, muscle twitching, etc. And so, you know, we always tell you, you know, while you're on your way to the doctor to get that checked, you want to wash it with soap and water. Sometimes if you apply cold compresses, it'll slow the venom spread, but it really only works in the first couple hours. MayoClinic.com also suggests, of course, don't consume food or liquids, because if you are allergic to the sting and you have anaphylaxis, your throat could swell. And if your throat swells and you're eating or trying to eat, that could be dangerous. Stay calm, quiet, so the poison spreads more slowly if it's going to spread. And then, of course, you could always use over-the-counter pain relievers, etc. But we don't like you using narcotics because, again, we want to watch your breathing. Remember, these insect stings, the venoms from scorpions, could prevent some of your respiratory function. So we definitely want to make sure you don't have slow breathing because of our narcotic. Mayo Clinic also recommends to remove your trash, right? Usually scorpions love to hang out near logs and boards and stones and bricks, etc. Keep grass closely mowed. All right, because other scorpions love to find shelter, so of course you want to have a very good, very, you know, kind of trim yard. They say store garbage containers in a frame that allows them to rest above ground level. They say caulk cracks, install weather stripping around doors and windows, and repair torn screens. Avoid storing firewood inside the house. Always wear shoes outdoors, especially around swimming pools, fountains, etc. Don't forget to shake off the shoes. We always had to do that in Arizona with the black widows and recluses and scorpions and snakes. Shake out your shoes always before putting your foot in them. When hiking or camping, wear long sleeves and pants. Check your sleeping bag. Always check your sleeping bag. Clothing for scorpions every night. You know, if you do find a scorpion, you could use tongs to gently remove it to a safer location. I know many of you are like, well, let's kill it because it's going to come back and get you. But we aren't allowed to tell you to do that. That's not really good. All right. You know, spider bites, you know, it's interesting. You know, spider bites, you know, like the black widow, the bite will feel like a pinprick. It may not hurt that much. But then the pain happens a lot of times with black widow a few hours after. So many people are like, no, it couldn't be a black widow because it hardly hurt when it happened. But a lot of times you get that delayed effect. You get abdominal pain, nausea, vomiting, fever, chills, etc. Your recluse will have that violin shape on its back, whereas the black widow usually has the hourglass on its tummy. So violin versus hourglass, know your shape. But a black, brown recluse spider has a violin shape marking on his back. Again, the bite, mild stinging. But then within 8 hours, you could then really get that intense pain. But you get a deep ulcer. It just starts to kind of degrade the tissue underneath. And, you know, sometimes you could die from these things. Now, again, whenever you get bit by a spider, cleanse the wound, clean it out. All right. Again, you want to slow down the venom spread. So, they say, the elevation of the limb, it's hard to say. You know, I've been told you don't want to elevate because it could bring the venom down. And there could be stress while you're trying to keep your arm up. You want to relax. That's more important to relax than try to elevate the limb. You elevate the limb when you're trying to prevent swelling many times. But, you know, whether it slows down the venom spread or increases it, it's debatable. Use a cold cloth. Right. Ice. Remember, be very, very careful with ice. You don't want to put ice directly on it. But, black widow, you may need anti-venom. Sometimes, brown recluse spiders will start treating you because of the, necrotic tissue. So still get all spider bites checked, scorpion bites checked. And of course, don't forget to get your tetanus. You want to make sure you get your tetanus shot. You need your tetanus up to date. Again, the tetanus shot, if you get a tetanus vaccine, it's not going to protect you then and there. It's going to protect you from a future wound. A tetanus immunoglobulin, that we give if we think you really got exposed to tetanus, and that'll stop and protect you from tetanus. It's more rare, more expensive, obviously, but that's something we do when we think you really were exposed. Usually, the doctor will just give you a tetanus shot to prevent you from next time around, okay? Whew! That was a lot of information in just one segment. Ooh, I know, man. I need to drink a little water after that. I know. And I'm like looking around, making sure I don't see, you know, my eyes get tired. I have LASIK now, you know, but my carpet is brown. You know, we have brown because the kids dirty it. I'm always kind of looking around going, better make sure I don't have any spiders, no scorpions. All right. Don't go away. We got a lot more to talk about. 1-877-DOC-DALY.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, June 5th, 2012. Gold opened this morning at $16,1990. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $16,60.46, $8,30.23 for a half ounce, or $4,15.11 for a quarter ounce. That's $16,60.46, $8,30.23, and $4,15.11.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Iodine protection packs from HempUSA.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
The summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at herbalhealer.com. And new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Liquid CalMag Vitamin D and Organic Iodine, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Super 2, Natural Laxative, our exceptional product Tonixin, Memory Power, and Super Male and Femplex, all on sale for summer at HerbalHealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course, information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So one of the founders of the platters, we were just talking about the platters because I ran into Sonny Turner, but Herb Reed died today at age 83. He was one of the original founders of the platters, who sang the Only You, you know, that song, and the Pretenders, and, you know, Oh, yes, I'm the Great Pretender. Not the Pretenders. That was a group in the 80s. But, you know, the Platters are probably one of my favorite groups of all time. That music was absolutely amazing. Like, smoke gets in your eyes. You know, when your heart's on fire, smoke gets in your eyes. Just beautiful lyrics. So anyway, Herb Reed dies at age 83. Apparently, he had chronic obstructive pulmonary disease. He had founded the Platters in Los Angeles in 1953. He was from Kansas City, Missouri. Now, the Platters at the time was a quartet, and the group won little amateur talent shows, performed nights and weekends up and down the California coast. They worked at a car wash and did other odd jobs to make money. And then Reed came up with the group's name, inspired by 50s disc jockeys who called their records Platters. Then the group underwent several lineup changes, even adding a woman singer to become a quintet before signing their first major recording contract in 1955. So, but wow. But, you know, see, look at this. I mean, even with COPD, 83 years old, our men are living way into their 80s. I love it, and I hope it even gets better than this. So, again, we say goodbye to Platters founder Herb Reed. Okay, what else is going on in the news here? They say it looks like Mel Gibson's father, who's 93, is actually divorcing from his wife, Teddy Joy. And the reason why? This is Mel Gibson's father. He says that the wife is abusing him. I guess Hudden Gibson is pretty ill. Has filed for divorce after confiding in Mel about second wife Teddy Joy. Now, Mel has his own sets of issues. But anyway, apparently Hutton is asking his estranged wife to pay legal fees and for spousal support. Apparently his second wife, who's in her 70s, right, believes, quote unquote, per TMZ, that the Gibson family is prolonging the dad's life by encouraging him to take his medication. She is allegedly to believe the drug should now be discontinued and even claims her husband feels the same. So basically, they're arguing over Mel Gibson's father's medicine. Hutton, all I know about Mel Gibson's father is he was denying that the Holocaust existed. So I've never been a fan. Never been a fan. During an interview in New York Times back in 2003, Hutton questioned how the Nazis disposed of 6 million Jewish people during World War II. He said, go and ask an undertaker or the guy who operates the crematorium what it takes to get rid of a dead body. It takes 1 liter of petrol in 20 minutes. Now, 6 million? Not the right thing to say. Not to mention the 6 million Christians who died as well. They just kind of have a lot of turmoil. And I just think that's what happens. You need to live a life of harmony, honestly. I just see so many people always in a state of drama. Don't you? There's always people where drama surrounds them. Now, I know some people say, well, maybe that's a Taurus. I don't know. I don't know much about the zodiac sign. I don't know. I'm a Gemini. You know, I like everything copacetic. I just want everybody happy. I really don't want to see the drama. You know, even in news, I don't want bad news. You know, whenever there's negative news, I can't stand it. I know some people think, you know, people in the media, oh, they love, you know, these stories. If there's an earthquake and, you know, fire and all that, the media loves it. Well, no, I don't. I don't. I would rather talk about the medical stuff and, you know, some of the fun stories, like this 40-pound cat named Garfield. It makes me feel happier. I'd rather talk about things like that. Well, now we have to talk about this. Speaking of crematoriums, an obese corpse sets fire to a crematorium. Did you guys hear about this? In Austria, there was an extra-large corpse that contained so much body fat that reportedly it set a crematorium on fire. Now, apparently this cadaver was of a woman, and she weighed over 400 pounds. And from what I understand, we don't have too many details, while in the process, I guess, of being cremated, temperatures had reached as high as 600 degrees Fahrenheit with thick black smoke. When firefighters reached the scene, in a crematorium, aren't you in kind of an enclosed, don't they do it in an enclosed space? Anyway, firemen whose clothing was left covered with a layer of greasy black soot. Oh, this is disgusting. My article is loading, but it's loading up real slow, so I apologize about that. Now we have this image of greasy black soot. All right. They say, firemen, his clothing was left covered with a layer of that, were snapped as they tackled the difficulty extinguished blaze and special breathing gear to avoid breathing in the fumes. They had to bring the fire under control by sending a blast of water in through the vents used to clear the filter. Repair work took several days, during which time the crematorium was out of action. So now officials in Europe and Austria obviously, want a cremation weight limit for dead bodies under consideration to avoid the possibility of similar fires. Apparently, they say crematorium officials need to be more responsible and not just automatically put everybody in to be cremated. Wow. I had no idea. So a weight limit on the crematorium. So I guess having more fat makes you light up more, I guess. What are you going to do? Well, also a little bit creepy, all right, but kind of interesting, is researchers today found the account of the doctor who treated Abraham Lincoln first, right after Abraham Lincoln was shot. All right, this is a first-person account of a doctor who rushed to Lincoln's side after he was shot at Ford's Theater in D.C. Now, apparently Charles A. Leal was an Army surgeon, was only 23 years old at the time. 23, I was in my second-year medical school. But I guess by then, you know, back then, you probably start your schooling earlier, or you have less schooling and you become a doctor sooner. But Dr. Leal, an Army surgeon, was 23 at the time. And I guess he had written the document. He said that as soon as he heard the shot and saw John Wilkes Booth leap to the stage, he went over to the president. The First Lady Mary said, do what you can for him. And I guess, you know, I don't have more to read. Of course, you know, John Wilkes Booth was tracked down April 26, 1865, and then I guess killed after a brief fight, they say, with Union troops, et cetera. But, you know, the doctor, I guess the document reveals that the doctor's feeling of helplessness after Lincoln was shot in the back of the head as he was attending the play Our American Cousin on April 14th, 1865. And then they said he would die the next day at a row house across the street from the theater. Anyway, well, obviously he was dead then. I don't know. I'm not really sure what this article is trying to say. But, wow, to have the doctor's account of what happened. Just kind of chilling. Just absolutely chilling. Okay, what's going on here with Venus? Okay, did we miss it already? Did Venus already cross the sun? What happened? All right, they say in one of the rarest astronomical events, Venus passes directly between the sun and the Earth. This will not happen again till 2117. Huh. All right, do we have any information on that, Venus? All I see is the sun with a little dot. Right, because as Venus orbits with the way the orbit is, it's coming into, you know, between the sun and the Earth. All right, well, looks cool. That's cool. You see, I'd rather talk about happy, cool stuff. Okay, what else do we got here? Okay, so today, results are in. Scott Walker does emerge victorious in the Wisconsin recall. All right, apparently it was neck and neck. Right before I went on air, they said it was neck and neck. Too close to call, but apparently Wisconsin Governor Scott Walker did survive the recall campaign. NBC News declared Walker the projected winner over Democratic challenger Tom Barrett, the mayor of Milwaukee, in this closely watched campaign. I guess Walker has been under fire after a bill stripping public employee unions of their collective bargaining rights through the Wisconsin legislature. So Walker's victory has been a symbolic victory for a generation of reform-minded conservatives, NBC reports. And I guess, people are pretty happy about this one. Yeah, I gotta tell you, everybody thinks the election in 2011, is gonna be cakewalk. It's not. It is not. It is gonna be tight. It is going to be tight. I have never seen the country so polarized. You know, in the 40 years I've been, you know, on this earth, and it's going to be very interesting. It's going to be bitter though. I don't even want to watch the news the next few months. They're going to be just ripping Romney to pieces and ripping Obama to pieces. And I just hate the negativity. Can we have some positivity just once? All right. Don't go away. We are live. I want to hear from you. 1-877-DOC-SALLY.
Would you like to have normal blood pressure?
This is Ernesto from Illinois. I had my doctor's appointment yesterday and I got my labs in. My HDL is 119L and my LDL is 37L. My doctor asked what I was doing to lower it so much, so I told her about HB Extract.
Millions of people, like Ernesto, are suffering from high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, and clogged arteries. But now there's an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation. Heart and Body Extract.
My blood pressure has not gone past 125 over 80 in almost a month.
Experience amazing benefits when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract.
She did a double take when she looked at my ER labs. She couldn't believe it.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Thank you. Heart and Body Extract.
Emergency Essentials has Mountain House deals in June. Going on now, Emergency Essentials, the 24-year leader in emergency preparedness supplies, does it again with up to 25% off Mountain House foods. Don't miss these savings. All Mountain House number 10 cans are 20 to 25% off during the month of June only at BePrepared.com. Mountain House foods have superior taste and a scientifically proven 25-year shelf life because they start with fresh or frozen foods, then cook, prepare, and finally freeze dry them. All the goodness, flavor, and taste are locked in as if handmade from scratch. Mountain House, the same great meals enjoyed by campers and outdoorsmen the world over. Hurry now through June 30th. Call 800-999-1863 to experience exceptional customer service and the BePrepared.com low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
How much are you spending on your protein? Did you know that at normal cooking temperatures, you lose 50% or more of the amino acids that make up your protein? This means you're throwing away 50% of your money when eating cooked proteins, and you're burdening your organs of elimination. Proteins are vital to your health, but to get the full benefit, they must come into your bloodstream as undamaged amino acids. One World Whey is processed in a unique manner to protect the amino acids so they're easy to digest and use at the cellular level. The health benefits of undamaged whey protein are well documented. They are healing, reduced inflammation, increased levels of glutathione, detoxification, weight loss, muscle gains, more energy, and a better sense of well-being. If you want to have the energy to achieve your dreams, consider adding One World Whey to your diet. Call 888-988-3325. Mention coupon code KNOCKOUT and you'll receive a free tube of Knockout Pain Cream with your order, which eliminates soft tissue pain in 10 minutes for 90% of users. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. This is kind of interesting. They say that a video has captured how a mosquito stays in the air after being hit by a drop of water 50 times its size. Now, I got to say, mosquitoes are tough. I love insects. I don't love being around insects. I'm scared of spiders. We're talking about, you know, bees and, scorpions. We're talking about a bunch of different things. But, I mean, I don't like being around insects, but I love studying them. And I love getting evolutionary clues from bugs and insects, and I love looking at the strength. One of the most fascinating subjects is, to me, how strong the spider's web is. You know, and it's in, you know, what the web does and all the different facets of web. So this is, to me, pretty cool. They say a mosquito can be hit by a raindrop weighing 50 times more than it, you know, it being 50 times its weight. A similar impact to a human male adult being hit by a falling truck. So mosquitoes can be hit by a drop of water and continue to fly. They say tiny hairs on the mosquito's wings, light bodies, and a tough exoskeleton enable the insects to shake off impacts without losing their momentum through the air. Now, I guess, let me see, what did this, let me see. They go, the insects can still even fly, even in a heavy downpour. Well, of course. They say the research team led by assistant professor of mechanical engineering David Hugh and his doctoral student Andrew Dickerson found that mosquitoes receive low impact forces from raindrops because the low mass of mosquitoes causes raindrops to lose little momentum upon impact. Huh. See, I just think this stuff is cool. So now there's all these pictures of mosquitoes holding water. Right, to study how mosquitoes fly in the rain, the research team constructed a flight arena. They got nothing better to do, they? Consisting of small acrylic cage covered with mesh to contain the mosquitoes but permit entry of drops. They used a water jet to simulate rain stream velocity. I hope PETA didn't get mad. And observed six mosquitoes flying into the stream. All the mosquitoes survived the collision. The team also filmed free-flying mosquitoes. That were subjected to raindrops. They found that upon impact, the mosquito is adhered to the front of the drop for up to 20 body lengths. I don't really understand what that sentence just said. All right. They say the mosquito accomplishes this by using its long legs and wings. It has to separate from the front of the drop. All right. The legs and wings drag forces act to rotate the mosquito off the point of contact. All right. Well, I know some of you are like, well, who cares about mosquitoes? See, mosquitoes are big. All right, you are going to be hearing a lot about mosquitoes because they're mosquito and they're being vectors and, you know, for diseases and malaria, et cetera. It's now the forefront of a lot of research. So I don't know what the raindrops have to do with any part of this, but they're really looking at mosquitoes because, again, they're trying to figure out how to stop malaria. And, you know, they found out that if you have smelly socks, if you smell a chocolate, it kind of wards off mosquitoes. So it'll be interesting. Now they're talking about, well, water sticks. Oh, well. All right, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Now, Tommy Lasorda suffered a mild heart attack. It looks like he's in the hospital recovering. This happened, was it yesterday? During baseball's draft, of course, he's recuperating at a New York hospital. Apparently, Joe Torre, former New York Yankees and Los Angeles Dodgers manager and current Major League Baseball's executive vice president for baseball operations, whew, his business card must be full, told USA Today Sports that Lasorda told him he expects to be released from the hospital tomorrow, said he's feeling a lot better. Lasorda had felt ill during the draft Monday night, where he was serving as the Dodgers representative and thought it might have been a case of food poisoning. Then he decided to get examined at the hospital, where they said it was a mild heart attack. Well, thank God he lived through it. He did have a heart attack in 1996, which actually stopped his managerial career, and then did serve as an interim general manager to the Dodgers in 1998. All right, so good. Okay, remember, heart attack signs, they may not always be chest pain, you know, where you grab the chest and or you grab your left arm. You know, sometimes it could just be, it could be as vague as difficulty breathing. It could be as vague as heartburn, feeling nauseated, feeling like you have a cold. Sometimes your teeth will hurt. You know, sometimes you just don't always present with the typical chest pain. So make sure, God forbid, you have any issues, you get that checked out. All right, now Sheryl Crow has been diagnosed with a brain tumor. They say it's benign. She told the Review Journal, which is the newspaper in my city, that she has had a history of memory loss dating back to the 1990s. They said when she forgot the lyrics to her hit, A Change Would Do You Good, when singing a show in Las Vegas. You know that song? A change could do you good. That song. I love that song. But so, I would do exactly what she did. I don't know if the brain tumor, you know, really was the result of her, missing the words, but why not? You might as well say it. You know, I mean, if you got to suffer with a brain tumor, you know, even though it's benign, you might as well make a lemonade out of lemon. So, yeah, say that's why you forgot the words. Why not? She said, I was worried so much about my memory that I went and got an MRI and I found I have a brain tumor. And I was like, you see, I knew there was something wrong, but good for her. You see, not all brain tumors hurt. Right? Just like we're talking about the heart attacks, not all heart attacks hurt. You know, sometimes you can have a brain tumor and you don't feel anything, but you'll, stumble over your words. You could have some weakness, some weird neurological issues that you just don't, you could have a tremor, or you could have memory loss. All right. Then she made headlines in May when she forgot the word soak up the sun. I want to soak up the sun at a show in St. Petersburg, Florida. And she joked, look, I'm 50. What could I say? Now, Crow had early stage breast cancer in 2006. She's kind of been through a lot. But they believe that this could be treated. I think it's a meningioma. So good luck to her with that. Boy, whew, there's a lot of news. Wow. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. All right, let me see here. What do I want to talk about next? Oh, it looks like a mom got arrested because she was cheering too loudly at her daughter's graduation ceremony. Shannon Cooper was handcuffed and escorted out of the arena where she had been watching her daughter, Leisha, receive a high school diploma. She left humiliated. What was she doing? I mean, how loud? She said she wasn't cheering any louder than any other parents. Well, why did they arrest her? What's going on here? They said she was screaming. She had to be handcuffed. She had to be detained for several hours. What was she doing? Huh. See, you know what I like to do at graduation? All right. Well, first of all, I've been to enough graduations between high school, college, medical school. I kind of got the graduation thing down pat. Those are boring. Graduations are extremely boring. So usually, you want someone to bring a beach ball. I love the beach ball, right? And it's really fun for the family to watch, you know, because here you are, you're looking down on, let me see, my high school had what, 600 kids in it? 800. I had 800 kids in my high school, college, thousands. And you're bouncing a beach ball around. And so the professor or the teacher or vice principal tries to get the beach ball. So they go to one side of the students and try to reach. And then somebody hits a beach ball all the way to the back. So the teacher walks and runs to the back. Then they hit the beach ball and it goes all the way to the front. And you see, I love it. I think it's the funniest thing. It's probably one of the oldest things done at graduation. I think it's hilarious. And so you see the teacher running around the place trying to get the ball as people are hitting it. I think it's hilarious. Absolutely hilarious. And when I was in when I graduated UNLV, I remember there was this girl who was wearing a bikini underneath her gown. So after she got her diploma, she opens up her gown and shows everybody her bikini. You know, so everyone's like, hey, congratulations to you. You know, nobody cared about me getting my diploma, but the girl in the hot bikini got all the applause. And then, you know, we decorated our mortarboards, you know, so we had decorated some of the girls in front of me had Will, another one work for, and the last one food, you know. So somebody in the audience hires them, and it's great. I say I love graduation, but I think it's funny. And what I want to do as a parent is I want to bring the horn, you know, so that when they, you know, when my boy, you know, graduates, God willing, right, or my little one, and they say, all right, stone wax, and I'll have the horn going, you know, and I was like, where is that? You know, or my son, Brock wax, and I got the bazooka, you know, that'd be great. I can't wait. I don't want to heckle people. All right, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Hey, meat eaters, the freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dried guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes 6 number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough.
Every Meat Eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year plus Meat Eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the Freeze Dry Guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Attention! Information in this one-minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need-to-know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com, civilian emergency dispatch system. Peace through preparedness.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. I guess they're finding that prisoners, inmates at two maximum security prisons in New York, are overusing and abusing antibiotic ointment. And because they're abusing antibiotic ointment, it can worsen the problem of antibiotic-resistant bacteria. Now, researchers interviewed 420 males and 400 female inmates at the prisons over 2 years and found that 29% of men and 28% of women put it on for dry skin. 18% of men and 15% of women use it as lip balm. 8% of men and 3% of women use it as hair grease. And 6% of men use it for shaving. They say alternative products such as lotions and ointments that do not contain antibiotics are available to inmates. So they think it's more of an awareness issue. Yes. And if it's just prisoners, I'm wondering if it's also the general population. So please don't be using triple antibiotic ointment, right, in areas that you're not supposed to. It is not a lubricant. For those who join us, this is the Dr. Dolly Show, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. A big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. A big thanks to Kyle, who's been working the dials. Please follow me on Twitter, at Dr. Dahlia. Follow me on Twitter, D-R-D-A-L-I-A-H, and, of course, on Facebook. Now, I am going to the Talkers Magazine convention this week in New York, so for the next few days, you are going to be hearing some best ofs, but hopefully there's shows that you haven't heard in the selective hour that you are listening. So they still should be new shows to you, but I'm not going to be live. However, I am still going to be tweeting any medical news I can, any information, so I can still keep you guys up to date and be in contact. Keep emailing me. I'm bringing my computer, my laptop, my MiFi, because in between sessions or at night, I'm going to be working. And then I'm going to come back home Saturday night and then rock and roll. So a lot of work to do. Now, we were talking about a vest yesterday that helped people lose weight. I guess it was a cold vest. Well, now they have an inflatable vest that actually gives you a hug, and they think it could help autistic children. They say they're called squeezy jackets that could calm screaming babies and are inflated by pressing a pressure bulb in the lining. So I want to make sure they don't overpress. The jackets are available as a hooded top. Oh, they look kind of cute. Or as a bulletproof vest desk top to be worn under clothing. Squeeze is an inflatable pressure vest that is hidden away inside a hooded top. No weights are used. Hug-like pressure is applied to the upper body simply by inflating the vest with air. Well, that kind of sounds cool. Sufferers can panic in situations where they're overwhelmed, and so sometimes the hug seems to help these kids cope. The vest is inflated by squeezing a hand pump, allowing the wearer to regulate. Well, that's good, too, because if you fall in a pool, you know. Allowing the wearer to regulate and apply soothing pressure in everyday situations that may lead to anxiety, stress, or sensory overload, whether that is at home, at school, or while listening to the Dr. Dahlia Show. I think that's great. I think that's wonderful. All right. More power to them. All right, coffee drinkers. They say drinking coffee can delay the onset of Alzheimer's. Again, another story. Study was carried out on adults over the age of 65 in Miami and Tampa and found that those with higher levels of caffeine in their blood avoided the onset of Alzheimer's in the 2 to 4 year period. Wow. Neuroscientist at the University of Southern Florida College of Pharmacy, Dr. Chin-Hao Cao, said these intriguing results suggest that older Americans with mild memory impairment who drinks moderate levels of coffee, about 3 cups a day, will not convert to Alzheimer's. I mean, this isn't the first time we're hearing something, correlations between coffee and Alzheimer's. The problem is I hate coffee. I mean, I could barely get a couple sips in. How do you do the 3-4 cups? I mean, I could get coffee in me if, you know, I do the cream and the chocolate and try to throw some milk in it. I don't know. You know, and that's not healthy. But obviously, moderate caffeine intake has shown to reduce Alzheimer's. Also, appears to help with Parkinson's disease, breast cancer, stroke, etc. So the study is going to be published in the Journal of, I just lost it. Oh, no, and you guys are going to want to run and get the journal. Anyway, they're going to be published today. All right, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, let's see here. Okay, they say there's a better way to heal surgical wounds. Oh, I hope so. Good, because I'm getting sick of all these stories saying, oh, you could use leeches and you could use maggots, etc. All right, so anyway, they say here, let's see, there's this PICO. It's a new type of negative pressure wound therapy. This is Fox reporting, that is different from traditional symptoms because it's pocket-sized and single-use. Now, apparently, previous negative pressure wound therapy systems are large. They have a bulky canister, collects the fluid that drains from surgical wounds. But this PICO system, this PICO system uses a palm-sized pump, and they say a high-tech dressing that helps manage fluids more easily. There is a silicone sheet that goes over the wound, and then the dressing itself wicks the moisture away. The moisture is pulled away from the wound edges and brought through so it can evaporate out the top. That sounds cool. See, remember, a lot of your wounds, You can't, you know, everybody says, oh, you got to leave it alone, you got to leave it alone. Well, yes, you know, many of your little cuts and scrapes, you know, you want to keep clean, et cetera, leave it alone. You don't want to mess with it too much. But some of these other wounds, they'll just fester. Sometimes it's just too much for the body to handle. So sometimes you need to debride. Sometimes you need to get rid of the pus. Sometimes you need to clean. Sometimes you need to reshape it, you know. And a lot of times you need to collect some of the fluid out. And that's some, yeah, some pretty cool stuff. I love wound management. I really dig wound management. I think that stuff is cool. All right, some highlights of today's show. And if you ever miss any of the Dr. Dahlia show, don't be relieved. You go to my website. Go to the Dr. Dahlia website at drdahlia.com. Don't forget the H at the end. There's another Dr. Dahlia, and I think she's a psychologist, but that's not me. You'll know it's me because you'll see me there. See, you'll see me, right? And I look like exactly like I do on the radio. Anyway, there's an on-demand button. You click the on-demand button, and then it'll take you to the last 3 hours of our shows, the last 3 hours played, and then, of course, podcasts and archives. So I guess there's a gentleman in Zimbabwe who's on the run after impregnating his mother twice. Apparently, a few years ago, he and his mother started an incestuous relationship. She became pregnant, miscarried. The village elders warned them to stop it and not do it again. Now, apparently, they had another encounter. People found out that she was pregnant when she stopped going to church. She was 5 months pregnant. They both have now fled because they think villagers are going to go after them. So I guess we will watch that story. And then what also made news is a 49-year-old woman was looking for love, went on to eHarmony, found a dentist who was 20 years old or 69 years old. They, on the fourth date, decided to have an intimate encounter, and she claims at the end of the encounter, he said, "I have herpes." She kicks him out of the house, ends up being afflicted with herpes, sues, and actually wins $900,000. Now, of course, the defense said, well, she could have gotten herpes from somebody else. How do we know she got the herpes from him? And honestly, there was no way for him to protect himself. Nobody got STD testing. Nobody wore a condom. And honestly, you should. Okay? I don't mind people meeting people on eHarmony. I think dating websites are fine. But you still have to use a condom. You still need some sort of protection. And she said she asked him to, but when she took a closer peek, she didn't see it on there. Now, again, you know, this is the start of many types of lawsuits similar to this, where who is responsible for giving somebody an STD? If you are STD free and you date somebody and they give you an STD without warning you, that's grounds for suit, you know, and so she does have a right to sue. It just, on the flip side, guys, you got to protect yourselves. Get your STD testing so you can prove you don't have an STD, because just in case she sleeps around, gives you something, you know, et cetera. Women, protect yourselves by not letting them, you know, not having a condom not used. Okay, use the condoms. And just, you know, I don't know, rate each other poems. All right, guys, have a great night. Can't wait to talk to you when I get back.
Did you know that 50% of heart attacks are brought on by infections? Did you know that hospitals are breeding grounds for antibiotic-resistant bugs like MRSA? The environment is infected with parasites, and the mild winter means ticks with Lyme disease, mosquitoes with West Nile virus, and cold and flu viruses will be on the rise. Protect yourself with Nature's Natural Antiparasitic, Antiviral, Antifungal, Antibiotic, Allicin, the Heart of Garlic. Get concentrated protection with Alli-C and Alli-Van from AffinityHealthProducts.com. One capsule of Alli-C equals 40 cloves of garlic or 100 garlic pills. With no garlic breath, Alli-Van has Allicin in spray, liquid, and cream forms with three times more strength than leading brands and cost less. Go to AffinityHealthProducts.com, spelled AffinityHealthProducts.com, HealthProducts.com, or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126. Protect yourself with Alli-C or Alli-Van from AffinityHealthProducts.com.